Blackstone Audio presents Genghis by Con Iggleden. Read by Stefan Rudnicki. To my brothers, John, David, and Hal. A multitude of rulers is not a good thing. Let there be one ruler, one king. Homer, The Iliad. Prologue. The snow was blinding as the Mongol archers encircled the Tartar raiding party. Each man guided his pony with his knees, standing on the stirrups to fire shaft after shaft with withering accuracy. They were grimly silent, the hooves of their galloping ponies the only sound to challenge the cries of the wounded and the howling wind. The Tartars could not escape the whirring death that came out of the darkening wings of the battle. Their horses fell groaning to their knees, blood spattering bright from their nostrils. On an outcrop of yellow-gray rock, Yesuge watched the battle, hunched deep into his furs. The wind was a roaring devil on the plain, tearing at wherever his skin had lost its covering of mutton grease. He did not show the discomfort. He had borne it for so many years he could not have been sure he even felt it anymore. It was just a fact of his life, like having warriors to ride at his word, or enemies to kill. The Tartars did not lack courage, for all he despised them. Yesuge saw them rally around a young warrior and heard his shouts carry over the wind. The Tartar wore a chainmail vest that Yesuge envied, lusted after. With curt words of command, the man was preventing the raiders from scattering, and Yesuge saw the moment.